Some political parties have welcomed the Supreme Court's ruling that the EC should give the parties copies of the coalition forms. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Elections of the CPP, James Kwabena Bonfe, said the move will enhance transparency in the electoral process. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Basically, it is going to help in deepening the transparency that democracy and the electoral process requires. And more importantly, it is going to also help us to build confidence and encourage acceptance. At the end of the day, the good thing about it is that either two, despite the fact that political party representatives and candidate representatives at the various constituency centers accepted their signatures to the collated result sheet or result form to show that when the tabulations were done, they were not giving copies. If you're giving copies today, it's further going to give the evidence that would not only be in the bosom of the commission, but available to the political actors as well, be they parties or independent candidates, as it were, at the parliamentary level or the presidential. So I think it's welcome news. And at the end of the day, I think that the EC was not in any way stopped or encumbered by law to engage in this. Or somebody to have gone to the Supreme Court and for a declaration to be made to this effect. It's an act of to see I-94, and I believe that it is something worth celebrating. The EC loses nothing. Political parties don't gain anything to the disadvantage of the commission or to the disadvantage of another. It is victory for the country and our democracy.
That was Director of Elections of the CPP, James Kwabena Bonfe. The Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin Ejimensah-Akosa, said the judgment will curtail controversies that are likely to characterize the elections.
This judgment from the Supreme Court throws a lot of light over that, since that removes what I would have said was a looming controversy and danger. Look at Regulation 3, it refers to presiding officers and their duty relative to the police. And it says that at the end of the poll, when the results have been counted and the results entered onto it, the presiding officer shall invite the candidates or their agents to come and sign their form, retain copy, and then he will thereafter post a copy on the center, I mean, over the election map. If we move to Regulation 2, it refers to collation center, but it says that declaration of results of parliamentary election. In here, it says that the returning officer shall invite agents of the party, sign the document, and he would post a copy at the collation center. And that specifically, I want to repeat, is for parliament, but for the presidential, it's silent. So therefore, it's as though there will be no collation sheet for the presidential. Or even if they were, to the extent that agents are not invited by retained copies and copies them, how do you differentiate between a certain document and then that we call a presidential commission? For this one, I think that it must have been an omission on the part of the commission. I recall seeing in the draft, because the political parties were intended to attend the review committee that happened in parliament. Before in my draft, seeing that that thing was there. Unfortunately, somehow it came out without it. But there shouldn't have been any qualms at all about it. It didn't even have to end up in the court. But somehow the commission ought to have on its own initiated transgression to this matter by administrative. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we are here with a specific and direct judgment from the court on this matter. I think it says a lot of light on. That's all I can say.
How much confidence will this inject in the results that will come in?
I mean, we need to deal with this matter in its own, on its own merit. The election process involves many activities. This is just one leg of it. There are several other issues which are on their own, and the way we handle them tells whether it engenders transparency, public confidence and trust.
Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin Ejimensah-Akosa.